I'm Danny.
And I'm Althea.
I'm sorry, everybody. Listen, so Alfie actually had an incident when she actually just got rushed to the hospital. Just tell everybody right now in prayers. Today's actually our 6-year anniversary actually being together. So a little hard right now. But listen, man, I just want to give everybody the birthday shout outs to my Virgo. So big shout out to Miss J. Big shout out to me. And, you know. And definitely big shout out to my boy Splash 631. Big shout out to him, Long Island, we here. But what I want to talk to everybody about too is yesterday we had a dope we were on the boat yesterday, me and M City, and it was actually a dope thing, man. So I want everybody to definitely know that we had a great time. Shout out to DJ Hot Rod. Big shout out to Stunner too. I saw yo girl, man. I saw you killing her on Times Square, man. So big shout out to you. And Dirty, what up for Block Entertainment? But you guys better know that this show is actually right now, it's on, can you please play it? It is in Canada right now. Next one, up, that way. It's in Canada right now, so everybody listening to us and watching us, shout out to everybody out there. Much love inside Canada. Much love to all the other stations. You can put that... Let's show them real quick. Connected with a lot more stations, ladies and gentlemen. But those are just the main hub right there. Because big shout out to everybody. This show is going to be syndicated next month in London. So we're going to have Canada and London definitely listening in, as well as I'm trying to get, but I'm not going to say it yet because, you know, they always get mad when I always say something. But, and I want everybody to know too, Bobby, can you please put it up a little bit, all the way up? The media base one is at the last one. Just show everybody a little bit up, all the way up. Right there. So to show everybody too, this is a media base radio station, top 40 radio station. And that's what I've been telling everybody. Please, man, definitely listen in, definitely pay attention. We are here to try to help the artists, independent artists, as well as give them great interviews and really help out them as well. Bob, you can go down one more, please. Click to all independent artists too. Make sure you guys definitely tune into the DJ Energetic show, definitely on 10 o'clock with the independent artists. We're going to put that up one more time for y'all to see. So definitely, definitely stay tuned in for that. Thank you so much. So real quick before we go, I met Althea by accident and stuff like that. I met her actually trying to sell her a car 6 years today. Not 6 years today, maybe like, I'm gonna meet her. Met her 3 days after, and then we went out. So I met her and I liked her a lot. And she was very persistent, and that's why I have her. I mean, it's just a fast story to tell, but it's 6 years. It's been 6 years, man. So there's the anniversary. So everyone, you know, say happy anniversary if you wanna. If you don't, it's okay. Out there, you know, I love you. I know you're out here. She's watching it. So ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna get right into it. We're gonna get right into this next artist that we have. So big shout out to that girl, Maggie Andrew, pop artist, pop star. What up, girl? We're gonna get right into it. So everybody give her a big shout out and a big clap right here. So how you doing?
I'm doing great. Happy anniversary.
Thank you so much. Welcome to the DNA show.
Thank you for having me.
But right now it's just a D show because my A's not here. So, all right, that's not funny. All right, anyway. So, let's get into your career. I'm really interested in that. How did you start? Who was the first person that you actually listened to in music and got inspired by?
My older brother is actually a musician, so that's kind of how I was introduced to music. My older brother was touring and I was like 5 years old, and I was just kind of like, that seems like a really cool life to be living. And his partner was Santi Gold. So their music was the first music that I ever really tuned into as a kid and kind of got interested in that. And then also I was five and then I saw Hannah Montana on TV, and that just changed my entire like brain chemistry.
Why did you just roll your eyes when you say Hannah Montana? Because now you're seeing her as Miley Cyrus, right?
Yeah.
And then you're like, yes. Come on, man. Like, whatever happened to the innocent? And then all of a sudden, Wrecking Ball came out, and that was it. We all just dropped the dime right there and threw it out. But you know you want to laugh.
Hannah Montana is like the blueprint or something. I just remember seeing that TV show being like, oh, she has like a normal life and she has her friends and goes to school. And then at night she goes on stage and has this pop star life. So I always kind of admired that kind of lifestyle.
Which that is really funny though, because actually starting with Hannah Montana, I thought it was kind of funny how she would go to school from going to school, that she would actually basically go on tours and on the stages. I actually seen somebody actually in real life actually had that kind of life.
That's exactly the blueprint of how I choose. Like, if I could pick any way for my career to go, it's like I still have the same best friends that I had when I was in high school and junior high, and we still do all the same stuff. And then it's like, oh, I have a show and I just got to go play my show, and then I'll be back and then we'll just kick it the same way that we usually do.
No. Oh, absolutely. That's the same way that we're with him, actually. He's actually hilarious because you'd be watching him on the TV and then he'll come out over in the VMAs and everybody would be like, all right, cool. And he would just come over here and nobody even recognized who he even is. Pretty funny, actually, you know, because he'd just be sitting there and all of a sudden he doesn't like nothing with star mentality or anything. He's just a type of person that you probably wouldn't even know that was even famous, which is pretty funny, though. That's because you mentioned that. He actually will just sit there and just like stare at a TV and you look at him and be like, yo, what a loser. Like, what is this guy doing? And then all of a sudden, like 2 days later, you see he's like on the boards and everyone's like, is that him? I'm like, nah, that's not him.
It's somebody else.
Yeah, because he doesn't want to ever be trailed. Funny thing is, I'm going to tell you a real funny quick story and then we're going to go back into it. We were in high school and limousine popped up because he got signed at a young age. I got signed at a young age. But he got more farther. A limousine pulled up. It's like 12. We were like in 12th grade. Limousine pulled up and took him out. Nobody knew why. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to C. You know what I'm saying? But really, really funny stuff, man. Like when it comes to all of that. So I understand like what you're basically seeing because you want to just be normal, but you love doing music.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think actually that's really funny that you actually mentioned that because you just brought like back memories like of just the what the moments. So all right, so now your brother toured, correct?
Yeah.
Was he on any famous bands or did he do like a lot of stuff too? Like, is that what made you want to do it because you saw somebody make it in front of you?
Yeah, I think having someone so close to you who's like doing the thing makes it feel so much more obtainable. So like being able to see that from a young age, like my brother, he was also an Olympian and then he had an injury and then he moved to New York and then he had this injury and started like messing around with music. And that's kind of how that started. And then he's kind of just done a lot of things. He's a 360 artist in my eyes. Like he just does everything. So I've always just been like, I just want to be an artist and do those kinds of things too. He did he's also like a painter and a designer. So the 2 Chainz Pretty Girls Like Trap album, he did the album cover.
Okay.
That's one that he did that I can name off the top of my head.
It's just so funny because you just like, but that's ill though, because that's the same way in my family. One has a Grammy, one is a platinum rapper. So I understand that. That's why like when you were saying that, I'm like, oh, okay, now she understands. You definitely understand why that, you know, you want to reach that goal because you saw somebody right next to you do it.
Yeah.
You know, and it's funny, though, because it's like when people don't see that, they're the first to ridicule it and say, yo, why are you doing that? You should go to school. You should go do this. But it's hard to say it when you have somebody in front of you and you're like, yo, he did it. Why can't I do it?
Exactly.
So, okay. So now, right, when did you decide to go into the studio yourself?
Well, I've always been into music like since I was a kid, and then I've been like a songwriter. Like the first song that I ever wrote, I was probably 12 because I got a guitar, and then I was just kind of super into writing songs like that. So where I come from in Nova Scotia, it's not like there's like studios around to go to and record music. It's like not that kind of place. So it was probably well, it would have been 2017, I think. I had graduated high school, and then I wrote a song, and then I sent it to my brother, and then he was like, oh my God, like, you got to come here. And then they flew me out to LA, and I had, like, just graduated high school and was going through a bunch of crazy stuff, and I got there, and he introduced me to a friend of his, and I had a little, my first experience in a studio, which I was so new to me, and, like, I had never, like, been on an actual mic and recorded a song. I'd never, like, recorded to click before, any of that. So it was a very new experience. But my brother was in the studio too for, like, my very first time recording the song that I had sent him. And yeah, so it would have been 2017, I think. I think I was 17 years old. 2016, wow. Maybe. 2017.
You're making me feel old. Thank you. But it's all good. So anyway, so now you're in the studio, right? You're doing your first recording. This is what I always talk about artists is, because that first experience is something that you will know that you could do it and you want to do it.
Yeah.
Because I've seen a lot of people when they first come into the booth, they get very turned off and they get very scared. That in the stage will say everything. But I don't know, because back in our day, we actually had it before, and people just put the mic down here and, like, start talking with their belly button. And I'm like, yo, it's karaoke. I don't know what's going on. So when did you first drop your first song?
2019 was my very first, like, official putting out a song on, like, Spotify and Apple Music and all of that stuff. That would have marked my very first release, which was Sleep Forever. And that was, like, after I had moved to LA, that was one of the first songs that I had actually, like, worked on and written and recorded. And then we're like, this is good enough to put out. Like, let's just do this thing. We just gotta put it out. And I was working with my longtime best friend, Ash Reiser, and we made this record. And then we just were like, we're putting it out. I didn't have, like, a label or anything. It was completely independent. And it just felt
good. The guy from Florida, correct?
No, that's Black Bear. Ash is from, well, he lived in LA at the time where we met, and a really dope producer, songwriter, artist, all the things. And we had connected and then made this record. And I spent, like, a month. We were just, like, he had this loft apartment in downtown LA, and we would just go there and stay up all night making music for, like, a month straight. And it was so fun and so amazing. And then we got to, like, he was instrumental in putting out my very first song, which was a really cool moment.
All right. So I know how that feels. Like, right when it goes and the DSPs come up and it goes, your song now is available on Spotify. You're like, yeah.
Yeah.
So for you to see that, right? For you to see that song now is out, right? What first came to your mind when you first dropped the first record? Like, after that, now you're seeing your song. What came to your mind? Because you actually seem very smart. So I'm thinking, like, basically you were thinking about promotion, or were you thinking about basically going out most of the time and go, well, it's in hand, but to go out there and actually, you know, perform it?
I was more like, I had written so many songs and stuff. So from the time that the song came out, I had moved from Nova Scotia to LA, which was also, it's like where I come from. Not many people end up doing that. You know, it's like, that's not the career path that people end up going on. So first of all, that was really cool to, like, go and do that. Then the song is out, and I remember announcing it, and, like, all the people from back home that I had gone to high school with, and, like, they're like, damn, like, she's actually out there, like, doing the thing she said that she was gonna do. So it was I just felt really good about doing the thing that I had always wanted to do. And that just kind of marked the beginning of this crazy ride that I've been on for the last 6 years now, which feels crazy. It feels like just yesterday that song come out. So I wasn't really like, I didn't know what to do. I was just like, okay, we put this thing out. And I remember learning about, like, pitching the song. So I had pitched it a bit, and my brother posted it on his Instagram. We had shot, like, this little video. He filmed it on his iPhone, and we made a DIY music video, and he posted it. And I just remember, like, looking through the likes on who had liked it on his page. And I was like, oh my God, like, Black Bear had liked it. And that was the first song that I had put out before we did the version with him on it. And that had happened, you know, 2 years prior to us collaborating. So I was just like, oh my God, like.
So Black Bear saw it. And when he saw that, that's when he drew the interest to you.
Yeah, I think because I didn't have any other music out there. I had never released anything. And then my brother was, you know, believing in me and he supported me. And he was just like.
Shout out to her brother, man. Shout out to the brothers right there, man. Straight up. Big shout out to the brothers, because the brothers are the ones that, you know what I mean, really do push their little sisters.
Yeah, for real. Like, my whole entire life. Like, my brother is significantly, well, not significantly, but he's, like, twice my age. So, obviously, being a young kid and then seeing him be near the age that I am now, like, doing his thing, and now I'm that age, and, like, all the way up until now, he's always supported me and, like, believed in me and just really pushed me to, you know, if someone tells you no, don't let that just be the end of it. Like, DIY is the way. And that's kind of like my brother's story is very DIY, like very do it yourself, very like, oh, if that didn't work, I'm just going to find another route, another way to do this. So I feel like that kind of mentality has been ingrained in my brain since I was a young kid. And I think that's what keeps me going. Very determined.
So, all right. Now, so basically you just answered one of my best questions. So you got in touch with Black Bear basically when they saw the post with your brother. How did you two connect?
Bear and my brother, like Bear is a fan of like my brother's designs and his art and stuff. Like he did this whole rebrand thing with Gucci. The Gucci Ghosts was my brother's design and Bear was a big fan of that. So they had already like talked and been connected online for however long. And then I do remember it was 2019. So that's a summer Hot Girl Bummer came out for Bear and it was like a big summer. And I remember him talking to my brother about like a version of the song with an open verse on it. And then I just remember hearing that and I was like, oh my God, that could be crazy. So then in 2019, like I had never really like talked to Bear. I got the version of the song with the open verse, but nothing ever happened with it. Cause obviously he's busy and famous and he had a song that was like, it's in the like billion streams club now. It was a crazy summer for him.
Can you tell everybody who Bear is? Cause a lot of people might not know who Black Bear is. So
Black Bear is like, he's from Florida. He's a Florida artist, but he lives in LA. He incredible songwriter, and artist, like lyricist, genius, amazing guy. Songs, Hot Girl Bummer was a big one. He was really big when I was in high school. Like if you know Black Bear, like you know him.
I know a couple of records that he did.
I don't know how else to describe him. Like he was like emo boy for me when I was growing up.
Yeah. I know Black Bear, definitely.
Like underground, you know, sad, depressed teenager. They're like, give me some
stuff, right?
Yeah.
Fun stuff, right?
Yes. Yeah. And so then he had like a transition. And then he did like the pop punk stuff and what he's just had a crazy big burst in his career over the last few years. That's been amazing. So he's everywhere.
That's so dope. Nah, because I think it's dope how you got it. So you had an open verse from him. Is that what happened? And he just gave it to you?
No. No. It was 2019. Nothing came from it then. We got the thing, sent it, and didn't happen. Then the pandemic happened. So then everything was like slowed down and I was living in LA still and we're all quarantined and everyone's life is just like, there's no touring, everything shut down. So then I remember Bear and my brother were talking about something and then he had like re-asked for the song and then we sent it. And then it was like that night he sent it back with the scratch vocal for like his verse on the song and his vocals. And I just remember I was sitting on the floor at my brother's house playing with my niece and my nephew. And then this song came and I played it and I was just like, this is insane. Like this artist who is like one of my very favorite artists in my like teenage years. And I had this list that I wrote in like 2016 or something that was like manifesting like my collaborations. And he was the number one artist on the top of the list. So then that whole thing happening was just like a crazy moment. And I just felt really like, I'm really out here, like doing the thing. Like it's happening. It's real.
That's amazing, honestly. So you got the collaboration, you heard it. You know what's funny though? You always get the collab that you really want when you're like around like the family or something like that. It's like something like weird. You could be like around the family and all of a sudden it'd be like, yo, I got something for you, and all of a sudden then you start hearing it, you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I definitely understand how you feel. But listen,
like, and it's also like Bear and we've never met in person. Like we've only like the pandemic happened when we started like working on this song. So we've only ever like been on the phone ever and like texting, whatever, you know, it's like, but we've never been in the same room together, but we made this like crazy song. And yeah, so I'm hoping 2026, we finally like get together and, you know, have a little fist bump or something for that song, because it was at the very beginning of my career. And I feel like a lot has happened since then. And I'm just like so grateful for that song. And
how did the song do?
It did amazing. I mean, it's definitely my biggest like song on streaming wise. It's got like a couple million streams, which was cool to like, you know, when you put the song out on Spotify and then you can see like in the first week, like how many people are listening and the stream count is like going up. I just remember like when it hit a million and I could see it in front of my face, it was just like going up by like the thousands. And I'd never obviously like experienced that. The first time I put a song out, it got like, after it hit 10,000 streams in like a week, I was like, that's amazing. Like, this is my first song I ever put out. And then you do this record with Black Bear, who obviously has a crazy fan base, which helped this song do so amazing. But seeing that felt really good. It was rewarding. It was just like, we're out here and we made this really cool thing. And it's always going to be a part of my catalog. And it's a cool start to the beginning of wherever the rest of my career is going to go.
That's so dope. So you got a couple of records.
Yes.
So we're going to play I want to play this one. How to Sing for Money.
Yeah.
I got to play this. This is dope. Yo, you already know me. It's your boy, DJ NJ. Shout out to everybody inside Canada right now listening. And shout out to everybody out there on the DJ. I'm messing up today. At the DNA Elite Media app. Roll it, Bobby. Let's go.
Halfway broken, tears are running down your face. Could show you how to break it open. Pour it on the page, pour it on the page. When the walls of your one bedroom are closing in on you fast. Could show you how to take that pain and turn it into gold, into cold hard cash.
Now you're on your way, now you're
why did you skate out of the woods and let the world just skate? I was like, why is she leaving the room? That room looks cool as hell. She looks like she's having fun.
It goes with the next video.
Okay.
It's like a two-parter. It's like a to-be-continued.
Oh, I love it.
The room was cool, though.
Yeah, fun?
Oh, it was so fun. It was just like made the video with all my best friends and had a great day. Designed a bedroom that I wanted to make. And like I did all the set design. So it was fun.
That's crazy, though. What I like about it, too, is I like the theme. The theme was great. So what made you decide to write that? I make, like, you know what I mean? What made you decide to make that record?
I didn't, like, decide, I guess. It just kind of, like, happened. I was in Toronto in an Airbnb, and it was nighttime, and I was drinking wine with my boyfriend, and we were hanging out, and then he had said that he'd seen, like, a really old book cover that I think it's called How to Sing for Money, and it's from, like, so long ago, and then we were like, that sounds like a song. So then we just kind of sat down, and he started playing his guitar, and then we just kind of started, like, going with these, like, mumbling words and stuff, and we came up with the How to Sing for Money and the I Could Make You Look So Cool, Everybody Loves a Fool. And then the next day we went to the studio and showed it to our other friend, Kyle, and our friend Joel. And then they were like, this is sick. And then we just kind of wrote the rest of the lyrics throughout the day. But in that session, my boyfriend's a musician, and our other co-writer, Kyle Sunsetto, is his artist name. We're all musicians. So we all kind of were like, the song is ironic. It's like How to Sing for Money, except it's actually not really giving you anything about, like, this life is so glamorous and you have so much money. It's more like, these are all the things that you actually have to do if you, you know, we write songs, like, the songs about, like, heartbreak and sadness and the worst times of your life become some of the biggest songs. It's like, look at Adele. Her songs are all about some of the worst times in her life. Like, you really have to put your heart out on the page to, you know, you got to be vulnerable. And then the idea of the song is kind of like you're spitting it at someone who you've written the songs about. So it's like, oh, you need me now. I'll show you how to sing for money because they did so many terrible things to you. And you wrote all these songs and now they're coming to you for help. And it's just a funny little, like, tongue-in-cheek way of this is just kind of how the industry is, you know? I don't know how to actually sing for money. I just write songs about my life.
Nah, I love it. And it's just sometimes it happens. Like, I remember there was incidents where we didn't even know what to do, honestly. And somebody just walked in and says some word that we never even heard and said, oh, right there, there's a hit. Oh, right there's your song. So definitely understand that. Like, it just happens. Music.
Yeah. Getting, like, you know, we were there, like, in on a writing trip too. So it was like throughout that month that we were there, it's like your brain is so sharp and, like, you're thinking of song titles all the time or, like, lyric ideas. So that night when he was like, I got this title idea, and then we were like, let's completely flip the meaning of what that sentence is and actually, like, get real with it. And we did, and it ended up being really cool.
That's dope, man. That really is. I really do like that, actually, honestly, because, again, that's a shout out to your boyfriend. So your boyfriend was the one that came up with the whole thing?
Yeah, Carlton.
Carlton, shout you out, my brother. But so after that record is done, right?
Yes.
And you listened to it. What was your first response to it? Like, after, like, you know, when you sit in the studio and I don't care what anybody says, when you sit in the studio after you're done creating it and the producer and the engineer goes and just clicks it on the first time and you're really listening to it, mix and master, you're like, damn, I'm good. Is that your help?
It took a minute. Like, we had written the song, like, a few months prior to actually finishing it. So it was in more of, like, a demo state when we left. But we had the song was written. And we were like, this one is definitely, like, a good song. But when we finished it in January, we went out to the National Music Center in Calgary. And we had a week there in the studio. And it was just me and my three, like, closest collaborators, my producer, and then Carlton and Kyle. And we went in there. and they had all these crazy instruments. Like they have an insane historical like collection of instruments and gear from Canadian musicians that has been like donated into this living collection. So through like, we brought the song to life throughout the week. And then at the end of the week, when we listened to all the songs that we had made, hearing that one with all the like synths and the live drums and everything, like it was really cool to hear. We were like, we did this thing. Like we had a vision from the moment that we started writing the song. And then it was, you know, in its early days, but we knew what we wanted to do with it. And we did the exact thing that we had planned to. So it felt really good for honestly everybody involved. And then in Canada here, it got on the CBC top 20 chart, and it was like my second song that's ever been on there. And it worked its way all the way up to number 3, which was felt really good for everybody who worked on the song.
To everybody though, because my listeners do not know what charts that is. Explain to them what charts that is.
CBC is the Canadian Broadcasting Channel. So it's like the radio station for Canada. And the reason actually why I was able to make this music, I won this talent search competition that this radio program, like they put it on. It's called CBC Searchlight. So artists from all across the country submit their songs, and then they do like a top 50 and then a top 10. And then I was the grand prize winner. And when you win that, you also win a lot of really cool stuff. And part of that was winning the week at the National Music Center in Calgary, where we got to go and make this music. So CBC really supported the creation of all this new music, which is a really big thing for, you know, a small artist in Canada. And yeah, CBC is great. We love CBC very much in Canada. It's the best.
How you doing? How you doing on the media base?
I think pretty good. I think there was just an update in my email, but I didn't get to open it yet. But it's songs have been moving up each week. Like they're not dropping, they're going up. So doing great, as good as I could hope for at this moment. As long as it's moving up, I feel like we're doing good.
Just to let you know that 93.7 is a media-based internet radio station, but it is one of the top internet radio stations in New York that is monitored by MediaBase.
Yeah, we get I could actually just like open it up right now. Yeah, so it moved up and now it's like number 66 on
number 66. What song?
On the act, what is it? I think it's Emotional Touchdown.
That's what we're gonna Emotional Touchdown. Okay, okay. That's the song we're gonna get to right now. So yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we about to get right into that record. Wait, hold up. You said take a break? All right, you know what? I'm going to let everybody have a quick meaning and a quick, and we're going to get right into that right after these messages. Let's go.
Put your hands up. Right now we're inside a war with ourselves. Yo, America, are we gonna wake up from this? Where the real Americans at, huh?
Where we at?
Man, you blinded and you lied, you just censor inside your own. Everyone pretends they love you, but messing you up in homes. Laughing without the way you can't even afford food. And everybody looking at you acting so rude. They thinking that they love you, your skin, that's what they see. They don't understand the melanin well it be. But the anger that they got, they just play for each other. A civil war, they trying to come for us, kill one another. But I woke up last night, I gotta talk to my peers. Tell them, listen, we gotta march and what do we? You laughing, you crying, you angry, you feeling a skating. Saying with all the time, they just demonstrated. Leave you inside the cars, they don't wanna see you out. They leave you locked doors, breaking your doors over locked.
They lock you up, they wanna trap you, put you inside with a lock, it's mental block. Cause all you ever hear when is the cops screaming lifeless. Now all of a sudden we thinking prices. Putting that two there, be called crashing in crisis. Now they hating how the way how they
house with a phone next to each other's ears. But we're more social distancing, corona, yeah. They try to act it like we ain't one inside our home. We act it like that we ain't one and one inside our home.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. You already know it's your boy, DJ Energetic. Big shout out to everybody, but listen, man. You gonna bring back up the artist? Honestly. What's going on? Listen, I got a special surprise for you right okay. now. You ready?
Hi, Maggie. It's Althea.
Hey! Oh, my gosh. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay, you know. Last minute ambulance chaser over here. But I'm doing fine.
And I heard it's your anniversary too. Happy anniversary. I'm sorry that this is how you're spending it, but I'm glad you're all right.
No, everything's fine, you know. I'm just being checked out. They administered to me right away, so but I was just upset that I wasn't going to do my show. You know?
Yeah, of course.
So I look forward to meeting you.
We'll meet each other soon, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Besides right now talking on the phone.
Yeah, if Danny can't keep it and hold it down for me right now, I'm going to be plenty mad. But
he's doing a good job.
Good job, so. But maybe we can do a follow-up with you or something, okay?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Okay. But I love your music. I love you. I wish I was there. And I'll keep in touch with you, okay? Because I want to give you everything that we do after the interview, okay, hon?
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much, and take care.
I will. Love you both, okay?
Love you, too.
Enjoy the rest of the show.
Well, I'm here.
So. Okay, I'll be watching. I'm watching from my bed. Don't worry.
All right, mama. Love you.
All right.
Happy anniversary, baby.
All right, bye.
So, let's get into that. Let's get into that video, man. I'm actually very excited. You said it's number 66 right now, right?
Yes.
On the media-based charts, ladies and gentlemen. No, for real. Let's get into it. You already know, man. It's your boy, DJ Energetic. We're about to get into this video. Let's go!
Get a hotel, make myself at home. it. Guess I'm sleeping with strangers again. Shoving all my problems in the oven. Money can't buy me happiness, but I'll keep on trying till there's nothing left. Emotional touchdown. Last city was a blowout. Emotional touchdown. Addicted to the rebound.
No, I like the concept. I like the video too. That was really dope. What made you come up with that idea? Let's hear this. It was your boyfriend again, wasn't it?
I made it with my friend again, who also did the last video, Moose. We've known each other for 10 years, so we kind of came up together. He's a director and videographer, and we came up with the idea together. That's my Uncle Kenny's little red sports car that I borrowed for the video. And we shot it in the valley, which is where some of my grandparents lived. And it was just special to go and shoot down there in Nova Scotia. And the idea was just kind of like, the outfit from the previous video was in the trunk of the car at the beginning. So it's like, now I climbed out the window and then I changed my fit and I put it in there. And then I get in this car and I'm just like driving through this small town for this emotional touchdown. I'm just driving through. I put the wig on. It's like, who cares in a small town? You know, you can just do whatever it takes. You know, money can't buy you happiness, but you're going to keep trying till there's nothing left.
Emotional touchdown.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk about that for a second.
Okay.
Having an emotional touchdown right now.
See? That's it.
But listen, like I'm saying, though, I love the analogies. I like the way basically how you carry yourself, even with the videos. The videos look very professional.
So they're just fun. They're just fun. You know, it's like the song feels fun. Obviously, the lyrics don't have to be like talking about something that's so upbeat and fun. It can be sad, but you just tell this story through visual and through the writing of the song. So it all came together nicely. But yeah, the emotional touchdown is, it can mean so many different things, which I really like. I always like when things can mean, you know, emotion. Is it a plane? Is it a football? I don't know. There's all kinds of ways to emotionally touch down. And there's a lot of like flight, you know, metaphors in the chorus. Like, guess I'm sleeping with strangers again is not actually sleeping with strangers. You're shoving all your problems in the overhead, like shoving your luggage up in the plane.
Like physically sleeping with strangers. I did it basically trying to get away from your problems.
Exactly. Like,
instead of getting away from your problems, you're still keeping your problems near you.
Yeah, so exactly.
I took it, you know.
Yeah. You're on a red eye flight, you know, you're sleeping on a plane with a bunch of strangers. So we just kind of like, the day we wrote that song, we were just like, yeah, let's like talk about this. Like, you're just trying to escape your problems and you don't care. Like, money's not an object. You'll go to a new town and do something else. And if it doesn't work, then you skip town and go to the next place. And that's kind of how that song came together. And it's one of my favorites. Off the new record that I have coming out, and I'm really proud of it. And I just love the vibe of the song with those like 80s synths on it, and it feels so fun.
No, I like the whole thing. I like the concepts. I like the way basically that you're pushing yourself. That's why you won that. You know, you won that because not a lot of artists anymore have creativity, and you have a different type of creativity.
Thanks. So,
I'm just being honest with you because I get thousands of submissions and I want to just slam my head into the wall sometimes.
Fair.
And at least I'm honest, you know. I don't lie to people. Everyone gets kind of annoyed because it's the New York kind of accent and that's the way that I really do pitch. But I don't really, you know, I'm not going to lie to you. I get very annoyed when it comes to music because I love music so much. I care about the artists too. That's why I did DNA. That's why we made this whole platform for independent artists and artists that wanted to get seen differently instead of, you know, going through a lot of the channels, man. I did try to knock out the red tape for artists.
Yeah.
You know, because I know there's a lot of stuff. Why don't, you know, basically you're having emotional touchdown because you as an artist, right? Yes. The way that when you create, you've seen the industry. You see how the industry really is. You've seen a lot of times you got a lot of people that say they're going to help you. A lot of people are going to push. But the difference between you and a lot of other artists is it seems like you have a really good team and really good people backing you up.
Yeah. Like, I feel like I have a lot of, I've been through a lot of seasons as an artist just in like the short, like 6 years that I've been in like active in the, you know, streaming world and songwriting and all that stuff. So I've kind of like gone through a lot of different ways of workflows that I've had. And since moving back to Nova Scotia, I kind of like found a team of people, but it's really like everyone is my friend. Like I make all this music with people who are so close to me. Like I make music that I love with people that I love. So having them be a part of it makes it feel so much more to me. And I'm also very in charge of like everything that I do creatively. It's like all of the creative direction is all driven by me. So it's very, you know, my fingerprint is very on everything that comes out of my like creative world. So I have a lot of people around me who, when I say something insane, they're like, yeah, let's go with it. And they'll believe this idea and see it through and see the vision. And I really appreciate that. And I also, in Nova Scotia, like in the province where I'm from, I didn't start my music career here, but I integrated back into this community here. And there is like no shortage of talent from this. There's something in the water here, I swear. Like, so coming from this pop background and then coming back here where a lot of music is singer songwriter, like folky country, you know, it's not pop. I've found like a really cool mix of people that I work on these records cohesively with, and they all bring something different to the table. Like I write with Carlton and he comes from a completely different world. Kyle's completely different. Corey's completely different. But together, when we're in the room together, we form like a genius brain that creates. Everybody brings something special to the table, which is why I just love what we've been doing for the last couple years now. It's completely different than where I started, but I love it right now. It's amazing and it's been working wonderfully. And I really feel like now I am in these new songs that have been coming out. They're really like the music that I want to be making. It's the music I want to hear that I wasn't hearing, you know, on New Music Friday every week. It's like, let's make the stuff that we want to hear. And we did that. And
no, I can see that's one thing I like about you. Is that you're not trying to follow the current. You're taking yourself out of the current. You're actually pushing yourself farther away from people.
Yeah, I think like my songwriting style is very, like I started writing songs from, you know, my life and my experiences. So I really just kind of write to what I know. And I'm very.
Can you say that again?
That I write to what I know and I write from my experiences and my life and the things that I've been.
Listen, people that are watching this, artists that are watching this. She writes from her true life. She doesn't write for something that she sees on TV or something that sits there just to be a trend. That's what's good. That's what makes her a great artist, because she's speaking from her life experiences. I like that. Keep going.
Thank you. But yeah, it's just like, I don't know how to write. You know, it took me a long time to like, I don't know how to write a happy song. Like when I first started writing songs, all the songs were sad, you know. It's like, I don't know, because all I know was sad at that time. So that's all I wrote.
Anybody say something to you, like family, like when they saw it, it's like, really? Like, seriously? Like, you can't put like a little bit of harmony here and say sunshine, very happy to see?
I feel like I'm very personal with my music. So I don't, like, growing up, like, I wasn't like singing in front of my parents, or like I was like something that I did by myself in my room alone. Like I was terrified of singing live. I got to high school and then I was like, okay, let me just try this. And then I auditioned for the talent show and I was like, okay, let me just prove to myself that I can do this. Because if you just...
How did you do?
I did great. In seventh grade or eighth grade, I like tried out in junior high for the, you know...
Look at it. She got the confidence. She's like, I did great.
In this, I tried out for the school talent show in like junior high, and the teacher who was doing the auditions told me no and that I wasn't good enough. And then I was like, oh, this is terrible. But then he let me be the MC, but he told me I wasn't good enough at singing. And then that was good, because then I kept doing it because I was like, I don't care what you say. So then I got to high school and I auditioned, and then they asked me to sing two songs. And I was like, see, it's just perspective, you know, it's like what you think.
Listen, don't feel bad about that.
The worst. I don't. I thank him every year.
The worst embarrassment that I had was I was basically in a I was in a homeroom classroom, and I was writing. I used to write rhymes and stuff. So I'm writing, doing it. One kid grabs it. Rest in peace, George Jimmy. He passed away. Starts rapping it in front of everyone. Everyone's laughing. And it's like, yo, this is chicken scratch. Goes and just rips it and just throws it. And I sit there and I'm like, are you kidding me? So I understand the experience that you had when it was just like, it's good to honestly not to have that whole thing where it's like, oh yeah, he's great. Oh, she's great. I feel like when you basically fail the first time, you propel even higher than the other person that gets it before.
Yeah.
So moral of the story is, ladies and gentlemen, even if you fail, just keep going.
I just feel like, you know, at that time, you know, it's like you're 12, you're 13, whatever. It's like, yeah, it wasn't like, you know how much your voice will change from the time that you're like 12 till then you're 16. It's different. And then
kind of like Minnie Mouse.
Yeah. Like even in the last, like I've always had a deep voice, but in the last like few years, I've kind of developed like a little bit of like a rasp in my speaking tone. And I don't know where it came from. I don't smoke. I don't know where it came from. It just happened. And I love it. And I think that it's like, so cool. Like I don't have a voice that sings anybody else's songs, because it just like doesn't feel right to me. Like I sing my own songs and I feel like my voice is unique to my own music, because I'm singing and writing what I know, and my style of singing is made to sing the things that I write.
Man, girl, you're fine. Get out of here. Your music is great. You're charting. You won plenty of things. You're being too damn modest.
I'm working on it. It's a never-ending journey. As an artist, you know, the best is never anything. It's like you do something and then
you still gotta keep going. You still, even if you hit number one, you gotta hit number one like until you're dead. So
yeah, you keep chasing it. It's like never ending, and I love it, and it's exciting. And that's
it is great to see your achievements, though. You know, it has to be great to know that at least you're doing the right thing. You got the right formula, and you're putting everything in there. But again, what made you very known was you did the footwork. You went out, you know what I'm saying? Nothing was given to you. You got it. So you got to commence yourself for that one right there. And then you taught people how to sing for money. So that's a plus.
Yeah.
But we're going to have to wrap up. So tell everybody where you're at. Tell real quick, though, shout out to your new record that where they can find it, and give us your social media.
The location that I'm at, like where I'm tuning in from?
No. What I'm saying is, like, you know, where your websites, you already know.
Where I'm at with my, well, listen, I am, shout out Nova Scotia, because I am in Nova Scotia right now.
Uh-oh.
Big Nova Scotia. But I got a new EP dropping on September 26th. It is called How to Sing for Money, and it's a collection of 7 brand new songs. Emotional Touchdown and How to Sing for Money are both on there. Very proud of this work, and you can find me at Maggie D. Andrew on every social media platform that you would ever use. Maggie Andrew across everything. If you just Google my name, it's the first result that you will find.
Maggie Andrew, ladies and gentlemen, Maggie Andrew. But before we go, I just want to say thank you a lot, and to everybody out there too, man. Big shout out to Howie Wood. Thank you so much, my brother. I wanted to give you a big shout out too, so you can see this personal. And I appreciate the gift that you gave me for my birthday, man. So big shout out to Howie. Much love to him and his lovely wife, and everybody out there too that gave me the birthday wishes last time. Thank y'all so much. And you too. You were a great guest.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? And I think you get better soon, please. because I know Athea wanted to meet you as well. So Athea, man,
have to do it again.
You got to do a part two.
Yeah.
So to everybody out there, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, I was just saying that we do have to do it again, and we will.
Oh no, you're one of my favorite artists, and I love the songs. I had an emotional touchdown in front of you, and I scored. So that's a plus. But listen, to everybody out there right now listening to DNA, man, we will be back next week, and Althea will be here so everybody can laugh her while she yells at me. So thank you guys so much. I filled in today. Your boy, DJ Energetic, tuning out. Peace out, ladies and gentlemen.